You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
BFM.
Luck is an intangible and ever elusive aspect of the human experience. The concept of luck has many names across the globe, spanning cultures and continents. A new exhibition at Gus Fisher Gallery brings together groups of artists from around the world to explore differing perspectives and cultural positioning regarding luck. The pieces touch on how aspects of chance, unpredictability, agency and control can play out in an artistic production. I spoke to contributing artist Matthew Cowan about his approach to the concept of luck, as well as his experience as a part of the new exhibition.
I mostly work with folk traditions and folk rituals, and that's mainly in a European context. So I'm normally based in Berlin. That's where my studio is, and I've been working with traditions in Germany and the UK and Finland for quite a while now. So, yeah, I work with lots of different groups of people who are kind of practicing traditions and work with kind of the aesthetics of folk costume and sometimes folk dance and all of the kind of amazing aesthetics that folklore has, I'm really interested in, and how it's kind of presented, presenting people's identity and that people are kind of expressing that. So I kind of work alongside people who are doing that, but also with how museums and museums' collections of folk artifacts are kind of holding and presenting and showing these things, and sometimes kind of changing the way that that's done or challenging the way that that's done. Because I originally came from a background of performing folk traditions and dances myself, which I originally learned in Auckland, and that was English Morris dancing. I was part of a group of Morris dancers in Auckland in the 1990s called Green Man Morris. And that was kind of how my interest in all these things started, and it eventually kind of became my art practice when I moved to the UK. So yeah, it kind of grew from there, and also an interest in how other people were also practicing these traditions. So like parallel things which were similar to the kind of dances and costumes that I knew. And yeah, that's kind of how my kind of art practice grew. And I'm interested in all these kind of parallel associated understandings of what folklore is and what it can be, and how it kind of continues to have a place in modern life. Sometimes things which might have been like historically really meaningful for people related to the seasons or agricultural traditions, for example, like when they perform today, they might not have the same meaning. They definitely have a meaning, but maybe the meaning has changed, and that in a way is what makes them kind of attractive for me. There's a kind of a mystery to historical things where the meaning has shifted. So yeah, I'm interested in all that stuff. So that's basically what I do as an artist.
I did want to talk about this exhibition. The exhibition is called 8,000 Layers of Moments. As an exhibition, it considers luck from different artist perspectives and touches on fate. And how did you approach this idea in your artwork, or how is it encompassed in your artwork?
Maybe first I'll say a little bit about how the show came together. I was in Auckland about a year ago, and I am working with a group of Finnish artists who are like connected to me through the Academy of Fine Arts in Helsinki, where some of us have studied before and were currently working there. And I wanted to make a connection with a group of Auckland artists who are connected to Elam at the University of Auckland. And yeah, so I had this interest in luck, which has come out of my own practice with folklore and folk traditions, which are very often associated with bringing luck or ensuring that bad luck doesn't happen, or connections to luck like that. And so, yeah, this project grew with this group of artists from Auckland and a group of artists from Helsinki to kind of make various kind of approaches to luck through everyone's practice. And everyone has a really different approach to the topic because people come from all kinds of artistic perspectives, but also cultural perspectives. So, yeah, bringing this exhibition together has been super interesting and really kind of digging into what luck could be is also an approach to a mystery, because luck is such a slippery concept to kind of grab hold of. And maybe through making our exhibition, we kind of define or take a small step towards thinking about or understanding luck in different artistic ways. But yeah, from my own work, I have collected a few things from my studio, but also from my own life, which are kind of associated with luck for me personally. And you'll see in the exhibition that they're kind of presented as a kind of installation of like my own personal artistic luck archive. These are things from my studio in Berlin, but they're also things from my family history, a couple of things from both of my grandmothers, and other things which have been also involved in my art practice. And I also have a costume which is related, it's like a reference to Finnish folklore, and that's it's called a butter thief, and this is a costume like made in reference to like a figure from Finnish folklore who steals butter. But my costume is slightly different, that he's kind of super visible and standing in the middle of the gallery, and yeah, he's kind of a figure that's associated with luck, but also with luck as a kind of currency that sometimes in history, luck has been understood as something that is a limited currency, so that there's only a certain amount of good luck in the world, and that you have to try as hard as you can to bring that good luck your way, because there's only a certain amount to go around. So there's lots of mythologies about how luck operates in that way, and yeah, this figure is kind of one reference to that.
I just wanted to wrap up by asking a little bit about how the experience of being involved in this exhibition and the formulation, I guess, of this exhibition from hearing what you've just said has influenced or perhaps inspired future artistic projects or endeavors.
Yeah, well, it's been a fantastic experience, like being able to connect artists from like really totally the other side of the world, but really the opposite, almost as far away as you can get from Helsinki to Auckland, and you know, we've all met like many times online and kind of exchanged and collaborated quite a lot on this project. And you know, some of the artists from Finland have been really kind of quite creative in how they have realized their works in Auckland. For example, Ilya Orlov, he's kind of really taken the element of chance in his work and given over the fabrication of his work to people in Auckland, and he specifically asked that like materials that might have been discarded or put aside were what he hoped to be used in his work. And so it's been great to see the way that this group of artists have been able to kind of collaborate with each other and help each other with the fabrication of the works. And also the support from Gus Fischer Gallery has been fantastic. But overall, this exhibition at Gus Fischer is kind of one stop on the way of our overall project, because we have we've been working on a publication which will be published towards the end of this show in late April. And we will also make a new exhibition later this year in Helsinki with the same group of artists. So, we're also in the process of kind of planning how that's going to work. So, yeah, it's like a long-term project. We started a year or so ago, and we still have some way to go. But, yeah, it's been like a really positive experience kind of for me, kind of as a New Zealander, bringing artists together from both sides of the world and seeing how people are exchanging and communicating and learning from each other.
That was Matthew Cowan, an artist whose work is displayed in the 8,000 Layers of Moments exhibition that's currently being shown at the Gus Fisher Gallery. So on until the 11th of May. We'll be back after a quick...
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.